And how about your, you got great grandchildren, hey, the last one?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, let it count. I had,
Thank you.
14. $14,000, I think.
Now, a Lauren's son is the one that's a preacher, right?
Yes.
In Jacksonville, yeah.
Miami.
Oh, Miami, that's right, Miami. Yeah. Lester, what is your cousin's name that lives over in Bristol? He's from Crawford. He's a preacher.
Always called him.
A nice fella. I met him at Texas as a funeral.
And
of course, he was at Nita's funeral too.
Got nickname.
What is his name? But he's a nice fella. I enjoy talking to him.
Butterbean.
Y'all call him Butterbean?
Yeah.
But he's from Crawford originally, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 Was he a cousin or just a family friend?
Let's see now. How that goes.
I can't think of his name now. But he had on that...
He was way off cousin.
Mm-hmm.
When it come right down to it.
Now, he was telling me, when we were eating dinner up at the church, his wife is in a nursing home down in Cocoa or somewhere downstate somewhere, but he lives up there in Bristol.
Yes.
You did a lot of digging today to put down those pipes, huh?
Mm-hmm. I got a water two free shovel. what was getting on Mr. Grove, I never did want to sit down and rest, no.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to stay on the go.
Okay.
He couldn't understand that. If I sit down, I wouldn't want to get up, kind of, resting. So I always stayed up on the go. If I done any resting, I'd stand up and rest.
Uh-huh.
You know, like if I'm digging or something, I'd rest on my shovel.
Mm-hmm.
For a minute or two and go right back at it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you sit down, you don't want to get back up.
No. At noontime and eating, I never would have about 10 minutes. I'd do eating back up on back, like, So most of the people couldn't understand that. They would want me to, they'd tell me that when I rest some. I said, I ain't tired. And wouldn't be.
Right.
I could have been working to the highway patrol right now. If I wanted to, I guess, if it kept me. But I wasn't doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just bored.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go to work at 7 o'clock. And 10 o'clock, I didn't have nothing to do.
And all taken care of, huh?
Everything. I didn't do nothing the rest of the day till 5 o'clock. Walk around, sit around.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah. It just wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Daddy liked to stay busy, too. He liked to work. When he had that stroke, and went down and couldn't swallow and had him down there in Gainesville in 668, he came back to work. I guess he's out about a month, Came back down there to lab. Shady Roberts was doing another job, and so Daddy went in to do Shady's job.
Mm-hmm.
he just got out of the hospital 30 days, and he said, you know, he said, I've been wondering what Shady was doing over here all this time. He said, I was completing his work in 2 hours, and he was taking all, making an all-day job out of it. He said, all this time, I've been seeing him over there working, he'd been making a day's job out of 2 hours worth of work.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
He was disgusted when he found that out.
Well, I didn't care. No, I've always wanted to hurry up and go somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
help somebody else. That was my theory when I retired in 72.
You probably
did all.